that song. Anyways, my kids like that song.
That's true.
That's very true. Okay. Woohoo! You know, the secret to being in the river of God is...
And supposed to... First Corinthians 12. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And God has placed in the church first of all apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, do all work miracles, do all have gifts of healing, do all speak in tongues, do all interpret? Now eagerly desire the greater gifts. What we're going to talk about today is about spiritual gifts. Because this season, our topical preachings are about Holy Spirit. Amen? And as catch the fire, people. We love Holy Spirit. So let's just welcome Holy Spirit in this place again. I know you guys prayed already. Yeah, Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. Come as you promise. Come as you wish. Lord, increase the intensity in our hearts, O God. Lord, for our longing, for our desire, for more of you, Lord. Yeah, Daddy, fill this place, O God. Fill this place today in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we submit to you everything. In Jesus' name, amen. So, again, we're talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And this is really like a very cool topic. But the Lord actually, like, preparing for this, the Lord asked me a question in my heart. And it has been a journey. So maybe what I would share to you today is more like a journey on finding what Paul talks about, the greater gifts. What is the secret to great spiritual power and breakthrough? Anyone? Christ? Okay. I guess it's not a secret at all. No. I'm just kidding. What else? What do we do if we want breakthrough? If we want spiritual power? Like, if we want that in our lives, what do we do? We pray. But I guess that's not a secret also. Right? We fast. Well, we fast and pray. Yes. But actually, the journey I've been through is like when we were in the Philippines, just as I was about to leave, a river church there told me, like, you know, the greatest value in the river is not the Father's heart of God, Father heart of God, or hearing God's voice. They're all important. They told me, one of the greatest values is, husband, love your wives as Christ loved the church. And wives, you know, honor your husbands. Then, like, it kept me thinking, what's happening, Lord? Is it really true? Okay, so today we're going to talk about spiritual gifts. But at the same time, we're going to talk about, as Paul said, now desire the greater gifts. Actually, his context there is like, it jumps to chapter 14. When he talks about prophecy, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. It's one of the greater gifts. And we know in this church, thanks to Mike and Carrie and Pastors Jay and Vero, that this is our value. Like, we value prophecy and everything. But I want to talk about I guess it's not even considered a gift. Although Paul grouped it with that, like it's the most excellent way. It's the better way. It's not TTC. It's love. Okay? The better way. Love. Paul said, and yet I will show you the most excellent way. I just love to read it from the Bible because, you know, each one of us, when we hear it directly from the Word of God, you know, no matter how many times you have read this, there's something that jumps out. So I encourage people, like when we're doing things like this, especially when we're laying a foundation of a teaching, that you really grab hold of a Bible or someone with a Bible and then you'll see it for yourself. There's nothing wrong with being Bereans even in this day and age. Okay, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. You see, in this first verses of 1 Corinthians 13, the gifts of the Spirit can be summarized in different ways. The speaking gifts, which is like speaking in tongues, prophecy, and those stuff. Then the knowledge gifts, which are, you can fathom all mysteries and knowledge. And like the power gifts, healing, faith. Then the service gifts, which is, it says here, I give all I possess to the poor, give my body to hardship, even martyrdom. I believe in other verses, like to be burned and everything, in other translations. Like, I profit nothing. I profit nothing. You see, for me, this is a journey, because as Jay said, in my life, I've seen that gift of healing and faith really increase. Maybe I haven't shared it here before, or maybe I did. Like, I'm one of those guys who can, when the Lord puts in my heart to book a ticket without money, I will. And I would. And we had. Our trip to the Philippines was a miraculous trip. Like, God told me to book the ticket and everything, and like 2 weeks later, we still don't have money. One day before the ticket expired, the bonus from the company came just like that. So we know God wants us to go to the Philippines. Like, He financed it, you know? And in my life, like, I've seen His mighty hand of provision time and time again. Maybe I haven't even shared to this pulpit yet. As you can see, if you can remember, more than 2 years ago, I started interning for this church. I was your pastoral intern that time. And most people did not know that it's hard to do that when you have a family, you know, and you have no job. EI is nothing, really nothing. Especially if you don't receive your EI in the first 6 months, you know. Most people don't know that we put our family through that. But the Lord has rewarded us several times. What I have now is, like, last year, I would say I got promoted 3 times. I am now senior program coordinator in our company. Usually it takes 5 years to do that, but the Lord gave me 11 months. The Lord has just given me favor with my boss, with the company and everything. And I can see that rapid acceleration that, you know, when you are in God's timing, remember the story of the watch and everything. It's like when you are in God's time, things just line up. I did not even ask for it. But, like, I guess the Lord forced their hand. And for me and my family, that is great news. And I thought before, like, oh, what am I doing in internship and everything? And, you know, this is crazy. Like, why do I need to do this? Why do I need to sow? Why do I need to do this? Like, even if you see, you know, I believe every intern, especially if you have a family doing that, it's always a question in your heart. But you just obey God. And now, the Lord has rewarded us. I would say big time. For me, that is big time. I have never been promoted 3 times in a year. And oh, the watch was big time. The vacation in the Bahamas was big time. The house was big time. Yeah. But you see, with the Lord, we serve a God who is, it's not even in my topic, He is omnipotent. I always share this with myself before. We serve an omnipotent God. Do you know what omnipotent means? What's omnipotent? All-powerful. What does all-powerful mean? All-powerful means He is full of potential. What is potential? Potential is, for you who are science geeks there, when you were young, that's how we talk now, when we were young, you know. Not young anymore that much, especially when your kids think that they're cooler than you. Yeah, at 6 years old, they have that now. Potential energy is actually energy based on position. This thing, even though weight and position, even though it is in my hand, okay, it has energy. You cannot see it right now, but it is there. It is potent. It is part of what it is. Okay, look at God. Remember, one of His attributes is He is the Most High. In terms of position, very high. He is glorious and full of glory and holy. What does glory mean? He is weighty, like He is heavy. You know? Like He is a cut above and everything. So what does omnipotent mean? Omnipotent means whatever He has done before, that's already not part of His omnipotence. It's already the past. He always has something up His sleeves to release to His children, to release to you, to release to His people. Amen? And I believe even in spiritual gifts, even in our journey in knowing God, there is so much more. That's why that prayer in TACF, although Steve Long said those kind of prayers was because you don't know the person really you're praying for, we pray for more, but really, that has a lot of scriptural basis because we believe we have a God who is omnipotent. Whatever He has released before, that's already in the past. But there's always something more. There's always something up His sleeves. He is always up to something great in your life. Amen? And it's just a matter of time. As you align yourself with Him, as you align yourself with the Creator of the universe, it's just a matter of time. You are not left behind. You are not, you know, you're not an afterthought. Daddy God has you in mind, and He always has that special thing prepared for you. Okay, let's go back to my topic. But I always love sharing about omnipotence. So, we are talking about spiritual gifts. And yet, Paul said, they're more excellent than any of the gifts of the Spirit. Again, speaking gifts, power gifts, revealing gifts, service gifts, and special gifts. Is the gift of love. For me, I realized this through several experiences. One, if you guys can remember, 2 years ago, we went to the Philippines, and like Grace's aunt is like, she was bedridden. She cannot walk anymore. And then the Lord showed me a picture, like praying for her and everything. Then the last thing, and I wouldn't recommend that unless you hear that from the Lord. But then I realized, like, it was love that healed her. Like, I saw a picture of Jesus kissing the pus in her knee and everything. Like, it was a botch surgery and operation and stuff. And then after that, she just broke down. This is a person who do not like born-again Christians in her town. She's quite a powerful woman in her town, being a principal of a school. And when I kissed that pus, not really like that. It's just like, you know, just to express to her. Then she walked, and like Grace's dad was like, "Ah, what's happening here? When I went back to the Philippines, like, she was hugging me like, Joseph, I can walk, I can walk, I can walk. That was like the last December. But the prayer happened 2 years ago. You know? And I remember another time at work, we have this coworker. Like, you see, as we walk in love, that is our mantra. That is our battle cry. To walk in Daddy God's love and give it away to Toronto and the world. As we walk in love, Daddy God has already prepared the good works we will walk into. Okay. That's in Ephesians chapter 2. He has already prepared. So as you walk in His love, as you align yourself with Him, these good works are already there for us to express His love more. I remember a few weeks ago, we prayed for a coworker who had a headache. Then she got healed. Headaches, I know it's normal and everything. Everyone prays for headaches in this church and they get healed, you know? But the good thing about this person is like she began telling people, oh, you have a pain, you better ask Joseph and Grace to pray for you in the boardroom and like they're going to pray, you know? Then this coworker had like water in her elbow, another one. And like she said, it's so painful, she wants to go home and everything. Then we prayed for her. You know those, this healing belongs to me and everything. Then I realized that, wow, we know that works, you know? We know that works. Then I asked her, like, how many percent is the healing now? 20%, 60%. Eventually we went to the different levels of that prayer and like then around 60 to 80. Then I just felt in my heart, to pray over her with the love of God and like just pouring out love and everything, you know? And just becoming a vessel of Daddy God, like knowing this is the excellent way. This is the excellent way. After that, like just affirming who she is. Because she's a very excellent person, but she has low self-esteem. I guess you find that a lot, even in the corporate world. Then she began saying, you gotta be kidding me. The pain is gone. The pain is gone. Then like, wow, this is a different level of the healing anointing. But you see, it doesn't only apply in the healing anointing. It applies on whatever gift you have. You know? As you apply love into it, it flows freely. It's like oil on a machine. You know? Much more than that. Much more than that. Yeah. Then, it's like gasoline on, are you an arsonist, Jason? Actually, I have a verse for arsonists later. Yeah, I prepared that verse for arsonists. Ah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Daddy. Are you enjoying this? Are you learning something? So for me, this is a journey. I'm not yet done with this. I know as it becomes a revelation in my life, you know, something good is gonna happen. Something amazing. A few days ago, where was that? Last week, I received a call, like around 9 o'clock at night, 8:30, 9 o'clock, saying, Brother Joseph, there's a Filipina here dying of cancer, 40 years old, cancer of the breast that eventually metastasized to the lungs. Like, she's in a hospital, and they're just looking for someone who speaks my language. You know, to pray for this person. And like, then I run there. Like, we went there and everything like, wow, Lord, this is like, that's it. This is the things that the doctors have given up. You know, like the life support will be pulled out anytime. Then around that time, I felt like, Lord, what else can I offer this person? The medical system of Canada has given up. And I just felt, you know, just love. Then I began to intercede that, Daddy, in your sovereignty, I know she can still hear me. I know she can still hear me. That you remind her of the times. But she lost her voice already, but I know she was. I knew because after, like, we prayed and everything and I shared to her the love of God, like, she responded a little bit. Well, I would be very happy if she made it, you know, up to today, but she died. But I just know that time that I was an agent of Daddy God's love, running throughout the GTA, you know, sharing that love. Then After that, this guy saw me, Winardi. He's a crazy guy. You know him, Pastor Jay. Oh, you know him also. Yeah, he said, Brother Joseph, if you need more things like that, I have another Filipino. But she's in Mississauga. Life support has been pulled out in a hospice and everything. Said, okay, let's go. Before 12 midnight, we were there. And like we were like angels of mercy on a mission. And we prayed for this woman, also a Filipino, 42 years old. Like cancer and everything. Life support has been pulled out from St. Michael's, eventually put in a hospice in Mississauga. Then in that room, you can feel death and everything. Then I remember this verse. I'm going to share. This is my arsonist verse, Jay. In Song of Solomon 8. Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm, for love is as strong as death, jealousy as cruel as the grave. Its flames are flames of fire, a most vehement flame. Many waters cannot quench love, nor can the floods drown it. If a man would give for love all the wealth of his house, it would be utterly despised. It's a description of love in a more passionate way. I actually have some notes here, maybe from my soaking times or journaling stuff. I use my Bible as a journal, really. Love, his love, can renew all things even as death ends. A lot of things. Life is an agent of love. Where there is love, there is life. Where there is love, death takes a step back until it can no longer back out. And that is the last thing to be defeated. So you see, that night, when I prayed for this woman, I said, Lord, this is different. This is no more healing. I'm not asking for healing. This is almost close to resurrection. I don't know what happened to her. Yeah, just in case you're wondering if she got healed. Okay? But like all her organs are almost gone. That's why they pulled life support. But then the husband was there, and this woman can talk and everything. And then we prayed for her. We poured the heart of God upon her. Then there was just like, you know, being moved by compassion. And as I tell you, I'm still in that journey. Like, I just felt in my heart just to kiss that woman on the forehead and like just to express to her the love of God. And she cried. And I know they're Christians. They belong to a Baptist church. And I knew, like, this is different, Lord. This is no longer just like praying for resurrection or healing. This is more imparting your love, allowing a person who is like hopeless that time to feel that you are near. And I believe it is the most excellent way, even as Paul has described it. Amen? So for me, it is a journey. What I'm sharing to you is a journey that is not complete yet. Imagine, in 2 nights, I prayed for people who are dying, eventually died. Yeah. And I know one day, I'm going to get that resurrection. And the Lord is giving me a formula on how that will happen. I know one day, I will step into a hospice. And like, when we were leaving, I was just declaring like, life, love, life, life, life. You know? Of course, it was 12 midnight. You cannot shout. But like in my heart, I know something is about to break because Daddy God gave me a revelation. That's how I live my life. If I get a revelation, I run with it. I research it. I study it. I devour it. I'm trying to memorize 1 Corinthians 13 again. Why again? I remember when I first had a cell in Toronto, that was a requirement to my cell. I don't know why the Lord told me like for them to have memory chapters instead of memory verses. But then I realized the Lord wants to heal someone from my cell that time because of her party ways up to 40 years old. Like she was awake up to 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock and everything. Just 2 hours sleep, then go to work and those stuff. Like when we did that, she actually got healed of her memory problems that the doctors cannot heal anymore. You know? So, what are we talking about here? There is an excellent way. I remember Carol Arnott, when we were in the ILSEM back in the Philippines, 2008, she shared her life testimony. She asked the Lord, like, Lord, why me? I don't know how to sing. So for those of us who don't know how to sing, there is hope. Yay. Yeah. Yeah, I was twice almost thrown out by the village police when I led singing back home in the Philippines in a church plant we were doing. Yeah. It is a humiliating experience. Anyway, yeah. Carol Arnott, she said, I don't know how to sing. I'm not much of a preacher and everything. But God impressed in her heart. But Carol, you can love. And that's all I need. And then the prophecy flows. Of course, we know Carol Arnott to be like a very effective prophet. And like she has that breaker anointing, whatever she starts, it goes around the world and everything. But it starts with love. So today, Midtown, I know we are people who love spiritual gifts and everything. But there is another level. And this is where we want to bring everyone. There is another level. There is a deeper level to this. And sadly, I would say it took me several years to figure out parts of it. I knew it in my mind. But as the Lord gives me experience after experience, now it is becoming embedded in my heart that this is how He wants to do ministry. Remember Jesus before the resurrection of Lazarus? This is like, what is the shortest verse in the Bible? Anyone can remember? Jesus wept. That was before He raised Lazarus from the dead. You can check your Bibles. I believe it's in John chapter 11. I still have a plus and minus one with verses and chapter. My son knows that. And I believe it's in John chapter 11. He wept. He was moved by compassion. It was no longer like, oh, I want to show my power like for these people to believe. No. He identified with the human situation. He understood that death for most people, even though in reality it is not the end of all, and yet for a lot of people, it is the end of everything, you know? Like in their hearts, especially the ones who are here, are left behind. Then he wept, and he knew that as he extend Daddy God's love to Lazarus, like it is a symbol of things to come, you know? It is a symbol for people who are also trapped in caves or in their burial clothes. Not just physical dead people, but even people like us here. If there are people here who are like, you feel you're trapped in a cave, like there's darkness around, there's like rottenness around and everything, like Jesus is still weeping for that, and he wants to get you out, and he knows you by name. Even as he called Lazarus out, you know, when I was young, my mom actually made that like a, you know, when you tell your kids, go to sleep, you know, like the police is coming or stuff. Like for me, it was like, Lazarus is coming. She made it a horror stuff. But now I realize it's not even about that. It's about the love of God reaching to the deepest human condition and changing things. It's about a higher reality impacting our present reality and changing things. It is about bringing kingdom of heaven, kingdom of Daddy God from heaven to earth, and imposing His will. Amen? Love. Hello, Charisse. Okay. No. Okay. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. I'm reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Okay. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, and when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only a reflection in the mirror, but we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest is love. That second part actually is, I would say, a corollary to the first and second commandment. You know what is the first and second commandment? Yay! And all your mind. And this is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Yes. Amen. So this is actually a corollary. Am I pronouncing it right? Sorry, English is still my second language. Yeah. How love behaves, you know. But it is no longer a set of rules. The Pharisees, when they asked that question, they were thinking like, oh, you need to go to church, or you need to go to the synagogue, you need to do this, you need to give this kind of amount, you need to do that, and this, and stuff. No. Jesus actually went into all scriptures. By the way, that first verse is actually coming from Deuteronomy, right? You guys know that. Deuteronomy chapter 6. He took that like as a summary of all scriptures and saying, guys, I'm setting you free from all those restrictions and everything, but actually I'm giving you something higher. But I am enabling you. As he has released the word, it's not just a command that, okay, you do this or you're damned. No. You do this and I have the grace of my word to enable you. That's one thing about the word of God. When you get it from his word, it has enabling power. Okay? So what happens here is like he summarizes it and he's saying like, now I'm putting a new heart in you. It's about the heart. It's about relationships. That you should have the right compass. As you follow the way of love, you know, you will never go wrong. You will never go wrong. As you follow the way of love. As we get healed and everything, then we will never go astray. I would not say you will never go wrong and everything. But even if some of your intentions are... Pardon? Okay. Even if you make mistakes, as you do it out of love in that compass, it's like having, okay, this is your compass, you're gonna go north. Whatever you do, even if you turn left or right, just always make sure you go north and you'll arrive at your destination. And that's what he was doing in these commandments. As we follow the way of love, it's no longer like, okay, with my neighbors, do I need to lie and everything? Do not lie. But as we follow the way of love, does love lie? Does love bear false witness? You know? Okay, I would have to hurry on this. But let me ask you something. Actually, the next thing after that is like, the Pharisee was trying to save face. And Vero touched on this a few weeks ago. The next question was, but who is my neighbor? You know, who is your neighbor? Who's your neighbor? Everyone? Who's your number one neighbor? Your wife. Husband. For girls. For ladies. Your family. Your parents. I actually discovered something. That's why I said that it is the key to intense spiritual breakthroughs. If you read your Bible, and I challenge you to read your Bible, in Ephesians chapter 5 and 6, before amazing breakthroughs in spiritual warfare. Before, you know, Paul asking for prayers and like those helmet of salvation and everything. You know, I see that like, you know, you're being armed. Bam, bam, bam. You know? Before that, it talks about the relationship of husband and wives. It talks about children. Honor your parents and everything. Then it talks about a relationship with our boss. It talks about our relationship with our coworkers. Then it talks about our relationship with everyone. Then, having that, therefore, brethren, be equipped with the armor of God. Having done all those things, if you check your Bible, it is there. It's the better way, not TTC. Okay? It is the better way. So, today, my heart And I believe that's what Daddy God has placed in my heart, is to bring each one of us to the next level on whatever gift you have. Even if it's service, even if it's prophecy, even if it's healing, even if it's faith, we know they exist. The perfect has not come yet, you know, according to Corinthians. Yeah. But Daddy God just wants us to be aligned with Him because we're ready to walk into the works He has prepared for us. Just a side note. Do you know it's hard to pray for others when you had a fight with your wife? Yeah? Or your relationships are in shambles? That's true. Or you have a love deficit. You feel worthless that day. Would you pray for a coworker with water in her elbow? No, I don't think so. That's the least of my priorities. That's why it's important always to go back to that first commandment, loving God, being filled with His love, being healed with His love, looking for answers, not from people and everything, but from Daddy God Himself. Because you cannot manufacture love. You need to get love from the source. You know, and He is the source. According to 1 John, you know, 4, 7, and 8. You guys know that? Beloved, let us love one another, for God is love, and everyone that loves is of God. You know? All love comes from Him. So as we talk about being filled with His love, this is always a journey to that relationship. This is a powerful thing. This is the basic in Christian life, you know. But I would tell you, this is also like graduate level in Christian life. This is also like, you know, it's one of those things that you start with it, but at the same time, at the very end, it is still there. And according to the Bible, these three remain, faith, hope, and love. Like at the end of this, when we're all taken to heaven, when you know, things are renewed and those stuff, these three remain. But the greatest is love. It is still like the end of it. It's still like the ultimate manifestation of the Godhead when all is said and done. So this is like from the first grade to graduate school, to PhD level, there is something to learn about love. And today, I believe Daddy God wants to take us to that next level in our Christian walk. Let's all rise up, please. Let's just close our eyes and speak with Daddy God. Because really, it's out of that overflow. It is out of that overflow that we can do these things. Spiritual gifts, love, miracles, prophecy. It should be out of the overflow. Not from our own strength. And it should be coming from the heart of Daddy. That's what I learned in Tasia. From the heart of Daddy. You just come alongside Him. You don't force things. But when you're walking into the paths He has already prepared for you, wow. It is such an amazing stuff. Yeah. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to call. Let's make this a prayer and a declaration in our lives. And we're going to ask Daddy God to immerse us again in the Holy Spirit. We know in TCF, we believe, and we have proven it scripturally and everything, that Holy Spirit, His symbol and everything, is the very expression of Daddy God's love, first to Jesus and to the believers, the first believers, and even to us. So really, the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, people will argue with tongues and everything. I will not argue with them. But for me, another evidence is being immersed in His love. Being immersed inside out, overflowing with His love. Huh. So we're gonna make this a declaration. I want you to sing. You know, this. Yeah, I want you to sing. I want you to express this to Daddy God. You know, it's not just a whisper. We're not soaking right now. Hallelujah.
to me. He loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us.
Redemption by the grace in his eyes.
If grace is an ocean, we're all sinking.
So heaven meets earth like a sloppy wet kiss.
And my heart turns violently inside of my chest. I don't have time to maintain this regret when I think about.
Interesting. This church started from a revival that was happening in my cell group. There were signs, there was wonders, there was multiple healings, there was financial provision, testimonies of people getting free cars and all kinds of things. But then when we started the church, the Lord said, I want my church not to be known by power. Not by the power, not by the power, he said to me. He said, but by their love. But by their love that he would be, that they would be known. We went through this whole 3-year journey, learning to love God, and love each other, and love the world. And God has just brought us back to that place. How much of God's love can we receive? That's what people ask. I ask myself sometimes, and you know, God always tells me, he says, how much of God's love do people want? How much do you want? I really believe that even the way that we started this sermon, the way that Joseph started, he said, that cry of our hearts of the revival was more. And so even now, as God pours out his love and we sing this song, I just invite you to ask God for more. More of his passion. More of his grace. More of his visions. More of his goodness. And the signs and the wonders and the healings and the miracles will follow that love. Or rather, they'll follow you as you follow that love. Ha. More of him and less of us. We'll be right back.
see, one thing about love, faith, and hope, these great three things in the universe, one thing about these three is like this can be nurtured. We can mature. We can grow in these things. And like, and it can be expressed, you know. But before you can do the second commandment, there's always that need for the first, to love God and everything. So if you are that person, like you need more of this, because the service would end later, okay? The service would end soon. Yeah, if you just want a dose of that love, you know, like maybe I'm not ready for the second level yet, but I want a dose of that love. I want to understand more about the love of God in my life. Not just understanding in my mind, but an understanding in my heart, so that it can be an overflow. It can be a powerful overflow. Yeah, I would like to invite you in front, just on this left side, please. If you just want more of Daddy God, of His love, if you want to be immersed in that, I guess you would say another baptism in His love. Yeah, like you say, because you see, love looks for channels. Love looks for expression. But maybe the reason why we cannot express this to others is because we ourselves, we need something more. Like how can I give if I don't have anything? So, if you want to fill up today, this is gasoline, as Jason said. You know? Like just go to the left, please. Anyone who wants to fill up, it's free fill up right now. Free fill up. Come on. It's not $1.15 per liter. Free fill up. Actually, not really free. It will cost you your life. For His life. Yeah. So just begin to commune with Daddy God right now. Like ask. Ask and you shall receive. Ask. Hallelujah.
Yeah, He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh,
thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Lord.
Us.
Lord.
Oh, how He loves.
Oh, I pray once more,
yeah,
for an immersion
us.
In Your love.
Oh,
an immersion in Your power, oh God. In Jesus' name. Ha.
Oh,
Sharabakanda. Yeah, Daddy, we need more of You. Yeah, Daddy, for love to heal everything, Daddy, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yeah, for love to restore all things, Daddy, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Sharabakanda larabakaya. Oh, thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. More, 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 more. Come on, just pray that prayer right now for yourself. You always pray that for others. Why not pray it for ourselves right now? More, Daddy. More, 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 more. More, Daddy. More, 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 more. Yeah, more, Daddy. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Yeah, Lord. Just ask Daddy God, every love deficit in you, you know? I see a picture of like a sports car right now that wants to run like in a highway, but that highway has a lot of like cracks and everything. Like Daddy God just wants to fill the cracks. In the spirit of Elijah, you know, every valley shall be flattened. Yeah. Even those little valleys in your life right now, it is being prepared for that fast sports car, your destiny in Daddy God. Kingdom of God come, will of God be done. More, 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 more. More, Lord, more upon my sister. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. To overflow. Oh, fill her up, fill her up, fill her up, fill her up. To overflow, Daddy. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, sha. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, hallelujah, 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 Lord, hallelujah. Shiva Rabakate, Purhe, Shamba, Shamba, Shai, Ayara Rabakai, Ayara Rabakai, Shai. More, Daddy, more, 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 shoo. Ha, Kayara Balayara, Sinde. Kiarara Balayara Raba Kandea. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Fill him up, Lord. Fill him up. Every love deficit. Yeah, ha. Can a nation be born in a day, oh God, Lord? Lord, can a life be fully restored, Daddy? Nothing is too difficult for you. Lord, can a destiny be forged in a day, Daddy? Now! In Jesus' name. Shoo! Ha! Para ba kanda la raba kaya. Sharaba kanda ya raba.
All of a sudden, I'm unaware of these.
Sunday, haraba kale. Oh!
Puri, kande ya raba kale. I realize just how beautiful you are.
Oh, love, 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 love. Shoo!
And no.
Oh, hallelujah.
How he loves us so.
Shira bakaya.
Oh,
yeah,
how he loves us.
Immerse her, Daddy. Immerse her right now.
How ha, ha.
Shira rabakanda. Kanda. Fire. 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 Shira. Fire. 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 Sha. Para. Sande. Gara. Yara. Sunde. Oh. Ah. Thank you, Daddy. Pure sente lera gandiera sha ha
well, he is our glory, he is our prize. In his eyes of grace is an ocean we're all sinking. So heaven meets earth like a sloppy wet kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest. I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about the way.
Daddy, we started with spiritual gifts, oh God, Lord. To go to that next level, Daddy, I ask, come on, if you can hear the sound of my voice and you want that next level, whatever gift you have, just raise your hand to Daddy God. Or whatever thing you want in Christian life, just raise your hand to Daddy God right now. Raise it up high, 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 high. Lord, here am I. Here am I, Lord. I want more. So, halarabaya, ha, yeah, ha, yeah. Then ask Daddy God, Lord, how do I express this? How do I make this grow? Do I start a cell? Do I look for the homeless? Because love finds expression. It is not love. Cannot be expressed. Even God expresses love through the Son. Ha! How do we express this? How do I walk into those good works you have already prepared for me? Sure. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Yeah. Ha. Okay. Who's with me that you are expecting in your life you can raise the dead one day? Come on. Lord! We look like crazy people right now. But we know, Lord, it is not a matter of if, but it is a matter of when. Daddy! Here we are! Oh! Every hand raised today, Daddy, grant the desires of their heart. Bring them to the journey of faith and love and power, Daddy. Oh, hallelujah. Ha, yeah, that even death will take a back seat, Daddy. Ha, as your love is expressed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We glorify your name. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Ha, well, God, you just keep pouring it out, pouring it out, pouring it out. Even stronger and even stronger. Ha, the love is coming. Lord, I just pray that this week, Lord, would be a blessed week for those of us who are in Midtown, Lord. That we would align our heart with the heart of God. And that your love would become our priority, that we might not only walk in the gifts, but we would walk in the fruit of your love, which is peace, joy, kindness, patience, long suffering. Ah. But even past that, the Lord just says, I want to make you more like me. More like me. May people see Jesus inside of us. May people smell Jesus on us, Lord. Lord, would you surround us? Fill us? Ah. And empower us today to love the way that you love. To see what you see. To hear what you hear. Jesus' mighty name. Midtowners, future Midtowners, have an amazing week. Have an amazing week, guys. Be blessed. The anointing that's here will be here next week, and it'll be in cell groups. Ha. Amen. And I just pray for each and every one of us that we would experience God in an incredible way, and that we would have an amazing testimony to give to those around us. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you guys. Have an awesome week.